How do you create absolute nirvana for the duck community? David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. I was talking with Colin Kearns, the senior deputy editor of Field & Stream, and there were a variety of articles that were extremely interesting. So Colin was waxing poetic on this article and that subject. And when I say waxing, I mean he knows a ton of stuff about the outdoors, obviously. Then I came on an article that was entitled Duck Paradise. If you saw that title, wouldn't you agree with me that it certainly needs some splainin'?
This is just a fun waterfowl piece for the late fall, and for this one we reached out to some waterfowl hunting experts who have their own property where they hunt and manage it to attract as many birds as possible, and we just reached out to them for some of their tips on how they manage their land to be as attractive to ducks and geese as possible.
Give me an idea.
Well, some of it's pretty sophisticated, just how they flood some of their farmland various times of the year to create these almost, you know, waterfowl havens, whether it's something that has a lot of food sources or just these pockets of water that are going to be really attractive to birds. It's almost like plumbing for your farm. It's pretty interesting stuff. And within that, you've got some hunting tactics as to where you can put your decoys and your blinds to shoot your limit.
For more information like you just heard, get yourself a copy of Field & Stream. This is David Sparks for Sportsman Spotlight.